This is Louis Navalier. It is Tuesday, July 18th. Well, we got retail sales in, and it doesn't look good on the surface, but under the surface, it's much better. But here's what happened. Retail sales rose 0.2% in June. That was below economists' consensus estimate of a 0.5% increase. But May retail sales were revised up to a 0.5% increase, up from 0.3% previously reported. And the real problem with June retail sales coming in below expectations is that sales at grocery stores fell 0.7%, and gas station sales fell 1.4%. So consumers spend a lot of money on gas and food. So when we strip that out, it looks a lot better. Good example, online sales are up 1.9% in June. Furniture sales rose an impressive 1.4%. Electronics and appliance sales, which had been weak in previous months, rose 1.1% in June. So there's some green shoots out there, folks, okay? And retail sales rose every month in the second quarter. So we're growing, okay, because we're a consumer-driven economy, and we're okay, okay? But again, we're not hitting on all cylinders because only 7 of the 12 sectors surveyed had positive sales in June. So the service side is okay. The manufacturing side is not. It's contracted for 8 straight months. It's the lowest level in 3 years. And it looks like the UAW is going to follow Hollywood and go on strike. And the reason the auto workers are so nervous, well, first of all, they have a two-tiered pricing. They'd like one-tiered. And there's a growing inventory of vehicles on dealer lots, so it's a good time to go on strike because, you know, there's inventory building. But the workers are also very nervous about the EV industry because increasingly it looks like it's not going to be made in the United States. A good example is the Ford Mach-E is made in Mexico. The Chevy Bolt is made in Michigan. But it looks like it's going to be moved, they're shutting that down and replacing it with the Equinox, and that's going to be made in Mexico. So it looks like the affordable EVs will increasingly come out of Mexico. The pickup trucks are going to be made in America, of electric pickup trucks. Oh, by the way, speaking of electric pickup trucks, Ford just slashed the price of its F-150 Lightning. As much as 16.6%, so inventories are building there. So, interesting times. The other thing that's interesting is you might have seen food prices spike because Russia announced that it's not going to allow Ukraine to export its grain, corn, soybeans from Odessa anymore. And, of course, Ukraine basically blew up the bridge that Russia needs to get to the Crimean Peninsula. So Crimea had its water cut off when a dam broke. Now it's having supply chains cut off, so they're getting a little nervous. So it's just interesting to watch all these interesting developments around the world. The other big news this week, looks like China's only growing at 2.2%. Now, I find that shocking. They should be contracting. Mainly because their imports and exports are falling. So China looks like it's really sputtering right now. We're carrying the whole world right now, and it's simple as that. So, fascinating times we're in. Now, Janet Yellen, there's a G20 finance minister's meeting. She's out talking about deflationary forces, mostly wage-related. When Janet Yellen was the head of the Federal Reserve before she was Treasury Secretary, she was a big proponent of the Phillips curve, and which is a situation where you can run out of workers and wages go up. Now she's arguing that there's starting to be softness in the labor market, so wages are coming down. And the area that's the country that has the most workers right now is China. You know, if you're 16 to 24 in China, over 20% of them are unemployed right now. So there's a lot of deflationary forces starting to creep in. And that's that. Now, this earnings season is huge now, okay? I can't tell you how important it is. Obviously, we've had better than expected earnings from financials. That set a very good tone. Now it's going to be every stock for itself. The other thing I find very interesting in this environment is that people are looking for, you know, stocks that can really latch on that pay good dividends and all. So we're seeing a lot of, we're seeing the market broaden out here quite a bit. One last comment I have, in the wake of the retail sales report, treasury yields are slightly lower, okay? So because treasury yields have declined dramatically in the last several days, it is taking pressure off the Fed to raise rates later this month. We'll see what they do. There's some hawks on the Fed that want to keep raising. There's some outspoken doves. I would love to see a split vote. I really would like to see a split vote. So that's what's happening today. It's every stock for itself. So hang in there, everybody. It's we're about to have a great, great earnings announcement season for our stocks. So I want you to hang on. I want you to enjoy the ride. It's Louis Navalier. I'll keep updating these podcasts during fast market conditions. Take care, everybody.